Welcome to another episode of Message for Mom, where we're busting the myth that mothers-in-law aren't necessarily monsters-in-law. And I'm joined by my lovely co-host, who happen to be my daughters-in-law. And Kelly is to my left.
Hi, I'm Kelly. I'm married to Beth's oldest son, Alex.
I don't know why I say that, especially at the podcast. I know. But if you're watching this on YouTube, it probably would be, it would be like looking like you're actually to my right on YouTube if you're facing.
No, I'm still.
It's my left, but if you're like watching the video, I don't know.
You're correct. Okay. I would get that totally wrong, but you're correct.
Okay. Well, not to confuse anybody because this really is a podcast, but to my right is Chelsea.
Hi, I'm Chelsea. I am married to Beth's middle son, Andrew.
Yes. And we have I would say it was a hot topic a few years ago. I'm not exactly sure if it's a hot topic these days, but we are going to be discussing what it means to dress your age or age-appropriate dressing. But before we dive in, let's raise our glass and a toast because we know that you don't need to be a blood relative to love your relative.
Cheers.
So cheers, ladies. Cheers. And here's another episode.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Okay.
Well, before we dive in, should we all go around and say our age or like, I don't know. What do we think?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay. So Chelsea.
All right. So I'm 34 and I turned 35 this year.
34, 35. Do you ever stop and think if something that you're wearing is like too young for you? Do you ever think about that?
Now
that you're in your 30s.
Sometimes, yes, but also no, because I feel like the stores that I shop at typically have clothes that are my age category.
Okay.
But there's definitely a few things that maybe I've put on at like Madewell or Anthropologie, because I would say my typical stores that I shop at, I like Madewell, I like Anthropologie, mm-hmm. I like J. Crew, you know, and then add in other stores in between. Mm-hmm. But there's definitely a few things that I put on and I'm like, I don't know about this.
Really?
But that might just be my personal preference and not necessarily an age issue.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, I'm 65 and I will just share just briefly and we'll get back to this. But when I first started blogging 9 years ago, this was a very hot topic. Mm-hmm. It was something that women would write into me all the time about.
They kind of still do.
They
do, but not as much. I will say we have pushed the boundaries back, but we'll definitely be taking a look at that. But so I started blogging when I was 56, but I have seen a big shift just in the 9 years that I've been in social media. Mm. And Kelly? Yeah.
I'm 47 and, I will say, though, that crop tops are not for me, and I don't know that it's necessarily an age-specific thing.
Were you ever?
No. And I will say, though, that...
But what you're wearing now, though, is actually a cropped
It is, but
sweater.
Since I'm petite, it's not crop. And by cropped, I mean, like, coming up, like, showing my midriff, right? And I think that the idea of this was drilled into me from junior high school when we had a very strict dress code at my school that was no midriffs may show. And I think it's just stuck with me all these years where I'm like, that is not a good look.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't like it on anyone, no matter what their age. It's not my favorite thing.
Right.
So don't show your midriff, whatever. Do, don't. I don't care. It doesn't matter.
That's funny because I love a good crop top.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? I think it just all comes down to comfort level, right?
Yeah.
I personally just don't feel comfortable with it. And that may or may not have come from it being drilled into me in high school or junior high.
Right.
But it's just stuck with me my whole life. Like, I've just never felt comfortable with it. Unless I'm in a bathing suit, you'll not see me in a crop top.
Right.
So
I think, too, it's how you do it. For me, like a crop top, it's like you got to wear higher waisted pants to where it's like only, like, I would never do it like low rise jean and
like
I don't
in the
know,
early aughts where we had really low rise jeans and then the crop top like the Britney Spears.
I think it's like all in how you do it. But also I think that's coming back now, especially in like I'm seeing some of like the younger like 20s where they're bringing back that early 2000s,
the low rise
mid 2000 low rise with the crop. And I'm like, all right, you know what? I'm like, I'm here for it because maybe at the age of 23, I would have worn that.
Uh-huh. But you know what? But here also, I will say though, I follow a lot of older ladies on, you know, for blogs or whatever. And I do see a lot of these more fashion forward older ladies, like I'm talking late 60s, 70s, mm-hmm. wearing crop tops with high waisted trousers. And mm-hmm. it's a great look. Mm-hmm. I think it totally works. And I think yeah, it's super it's sophisticated and it's really nice.
Yeah.
But it's just not for me.
Right.
That's so fair.
Right. Which that at the end of the day, that's what style should be is your personal preference. But okay. So let's start with a few statistics because I think you brought up how many fashion blogs are out there these days.
Yeah.
So I mean, I was actually a little astonished with this.
I know.
Maybe I shouldn't be. It's saturated.
Yeah.
It's saturated.
Well, so it looks like for fashion in particular, and this was in 2021, so it uh-huh. could probably be even more now, but was so. 60 million fashion blogs.
60 million.
Yeah, wow. is that's what.
That's a lot. And that's a blog. That's not even taking into account Instagram accounts or.
No, that's a blog. Yeah.
TikTok or, right. This is exactly. a blog. So many people think that blogs are dead, which I'm here to tell you that they are not.
Yeah.
They're not dead at all. So that's very astonishing. I don't know what.
I guarantee there's more than that.
I think so. Really. I definitely think so too. Did they break it down by demographics, like age groups?
No, I don't think that they do. But yeah, it says that there's 600 million blogs.
That's a lot
just in general, but they don't break it down by by age group.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely out there in the over 50 demographic. Mm-hmm. And I have been because I started blogging when I was 56 and I was very intent on having a blog because that's the only piece of real estate you own out there. I mean, Instagram owns Instagram, YouTube owns YouTube. I mean, they can kick you off. They can
Facebook owns.
Oh, it's yes.
TikTok might or be Meta getting banned.
That's right. We don't know.
Never know.
So I'm on all of those channels, but I also have some very, I guess, strong opinions about each one of those too. But I do have a blog, and that is something that is near and dear to my heart, and where we dish out fashion every single day. And we have been for 9 years. So I was 56 when I started, 65 now. And so as we talked about in the opener, so is there such a thing as age appropriate dressing? So in my mind, because I get this question a lot, and I just kind of throw it back to my reader, I don't really know what that looks like. I don't know what age appropriate dressing truly means, because there would have to be one person or a panel of people that would be getting together saying, okay, this is what you wear at 50, this is what you wear at 60, this is what you wear at 20.
Right.
And I don't know of any such group, and I don't know if I would be listening to them if there were. But I do know when I first started blogging, because fashion magazines were still very big, they're on the downside now, but they were still prevalent. So we did have some fashion editors from Marie Claire or Vogue or Glamour. Some of them are even defunct now, but they would be saying, oh, this is what you could wear at 50 or no, it was mostly no, you shouldn't be wearing this, you know, after 50 or 60. So I think we've come along and debunked some of those things. And so there again, putting it back to personal style, like a crop top. I don't think I ever wore a crop top ever in my life. So obviously I'm not going to pick that trend up now.
Right.
But
like I'm 65. I'm starting to wear crop tops, everybody.
I'm going to rock this crop top. But
I mean, I think everyone's definition of what does it mean to dress your age is probably different.
Right.
I more so than what does it mean to dress your age, I feel like I adhere to what does it mean to dress to your body type or shape more than age, because I think that even, you know, I'm a very tiny person. There are certain things that probably look better on a curvier person than they would on me or vice versa. Mm-hmm. And I think I adhere to that more than age.
Yes.
Right.
But I think that could be really big for some people, because I don't necessarily know if a lot of people adhere to what does it mean to dress according to your body shape, or you know what I mean? Like what
yes.
you feel looks best on you. I mean, what do you guys think about that?
Well, personally, I mean, and this is just really mostly based on my experience on the blog and all that, the work that I do in terms of research, but also just in terms of interacting with followers of the blog. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people, and being petite myself, so it comes from that too, my feelings about being afraid to wear certain things because you've been kind of inured to think that it doesn't work for you. Mm-hmm. So like wearing wide leg pants for a petite, you know, or different right. things like this.
Right.
Or wearing body con outfits if you're heavier set or have mm-hmm. curves or things like this. I think those things, like, I think people get very stuck in that
ways.
Lane of mm-hmm. thinking that. But mm-hmm. I think, and you've actually talked about this a lot on the blog, and I see it a lot, and especially with these days of being able to actually see plus size models or curvier models mm-hmm. modeling clothes, mm-hmm. it really helps women to understand that you can wear a body skimming outfit,
mm-hmm. yeah.
whether it's a dress or pants or, you know, a mm-hmm. top. And not be stick thin and still right. look beautiful yeah, and know. Still feel comfortable
well, I actually
and not
think that you know. Those body slimming out like those outfits that you're referring to, mm-hmm. I think they look better on curvy people curvy. Personally.
Yeah.
Because I feel like when I wear it, I look like a cereal box.
Yeah, right.
cereal?
We'll just like name there. But
a stick wearing a draping thing that should yeah. be more hugging.
But yeah, I mean, whatever, I think yeah. it's all on how you style it too.
Yes.
Right?
I completely sure. agree with that. So there are actually two rules that I've always followed when it comes to style or fashion. Mm-hmm. And one is dress for the occasion, right?
That's a big one.
It's huge.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to work, I'm going to be wearing a work outfit. If it's the weekend, it's going to be more casual. If I'm going to a funeral, I'm going to have a very somber outfit. It might not necessarily be black, but it will be very thoughtful and tasteful because that's the occasion, or a wedding, or mm-hmm. so I always fill in the blank. Okay, where am I going? You know, what am I doing? So that's the number one rule. Mm-hmm. And then the second one is the weather.
Mm-hmm.
Dress for the weather, because if I'm going to that wedding, but it's raining,
yeah,
I'm probably going to shift my outfit yeah. based, you know, for footwear.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I don't want those strappy sandals when it's pouring rain out, or, mm-hmm. you know, so fill in the blank. Yeah. So yeah, so two things, and those have always, you know, held me in good stead all through the years are those two, mm-hmm. but not, oh, and I get this many, many times over on the blog or probably more on social. It's like, you're too old to wear that. And that's yeah. usually in reference to a short skirt, you know, above my knee, or I'm burying my arms. We still have some
still
dated
have that, yeah.
rules that
yeah.
I don't think you need to have a perfect body to wear any kind of fashion. So if it's hot, I live in Georgia, it's hot. I wear sleeveless tops.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, I'm not covering yeah. I'm not covering my upper arms when it's 90 degrees plus 90% humidity yeah. just because.
Exactly.
You know,
because
I don't
yes.
like the way they look.
But there are a lot of women out there that just, yeah. you know, they'll wear long yeah. sleeves and they'll suffer because they've been, you know, fed this lie that you can't expose certain parts of your
yeah.
body. And right. I'm not, we're not talking about the crop tops. We're not talking about, you yeah. know, midriffs. We're, you know, we're just talking
about.
It's
like going back to like early 20th century, like bathing costumes.
I know, you're right. I'm not going to wear tights to the beach. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not going to do that. Or, yeah. you know.
I love the mindset of dressing for the occasion, though, because I feel like that's something that's lost in a lot of people sometimes is, you know, I mean, I just think even, like bring this all the way down to some of the high schoolers that I taught and like see now, and they'll go to school in their literal pajamas.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yes.
What is happening?
Oh, this is interesting. I'm like, we left the house this way.
Yeah.
In our pajamas.
Yeah. I noticed that. I noticed that even when I was going to college, yeah. I was 35 and all these yeah. kids were, you know, 17 or whatever. And they would show up to lectures in flannel pajama pants and slippers.
Right.
Like they just,
oh yeah,
kind of came over from the dorm.
You just shuffled over.
Like, what is going on here? But you see it at the airport too, right?
We do.
You see it travel wise. You see people show up in pajamas.
Yeah.
To travel, like obviously we've gotten a lot more casual over time. Like
yeah.
when I lived in Alaska and I worked at an ad agency, I was coming from San Francisco Bay Area. It was, you know, early 2000s. So the tech industry was like kind of revolutionizing how people were showing up to work mm-hmm. in Silicon Valley, right? Mm-hmm. So I kind of had that mindset. I wasn't showing up to my ad job in a hoodie, mm-hmm. but I did think that wearing jeans on Fridays would be okay. Mm-hmm. And I did have to petition to get our boss to let us wear jeans to work on Fridays.
For casual
at
Friday.
The ad agency in Alaska, of all places.
Did they go for chinos first?
They might have. They might have. I probably should have tried that. But you know, I had a job.
I feel like jeans aren't even that comfortable sometimes.
Well, but the thing,
at least for me, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
But I think the thing, you know, the thing ultimately comes down to times change, and we do tend to go veer more on the casual side of things. But I do think that there is a line. Like, don't, you know, don't show up to this, that, or the other thing in pajama pants, mm-hmm. or, you know, there are some,
oh, totally.
There are some hard and fast things that I think we can still adhere to that don't.
I agree with that. And especially, and you brought up travel, because we have definitely seen mm-hmm. our travel attire take a turn for the worse. And I don't think that that's necessarily a good trend. I understand it in many regards. And I also have women write in saying, oh, we should dress like, you know, like we did 40 years ago.
That's impossible.
You know, in heels. I mean, when I was a young girl.
Have you been to the Atlanta airport where you have to walk five miles to get to your gate?
Right? Also, have you been on a plane where you're like...
That's right. Yeah. In the, you know, 40 years ago, planes were constructed much differently. We had leg room. We didn't have to, you know, climb over. I mean, if I have a window seat now, I probably want to be wearing pants because I have to, I know I'm going to have to climb over two people.
Right.
You know, to get to my seat. But I still think that you can dress in a very tasteful way, but in a casual way, that you can run 5 miles through the Atlanta airport.
Oh, totally.
If the plane train is down, which has happened before.
Yeah.
Right?
That plane train.
The plane train has gone down on a couple of times. So you can dress still appropriately, I guess, you know, for the occasion, travel-wise.
And be comfortable.
And be comfortable. I mean, we don't have to show up in our pajamas. Yeah. And we see absolutely everything at the airport these days. And sometimes I'm like, okay, it is kind of interesting. Because, I mean, if you just want to have an interesting afternoon, just sit in the...
Just people watch
at the Atlanta airport. Because, boy, you see just about everything.
That's true. I've seen some wild outfits that I'm like, I hope you are only flying to Florida right now, because I cannot even imagine going across the country in that outfit. Like, stiletto heels, you know, skirt. I mean, all
the
kinds
of
things.
The best is when you see... and I've done this before, too. But, so, I mean, I can't, like, fault anyone for this. But the best,
Chelsea gets real on message from mom.
The best is when you're traveling international, like you're going to Mexico or you're going like to some Caribbean place, and you obviously cannot pack your massive straw hat in your suitcase.
So you wear it on the plane.
So then you have it like either, you know, attached to your arm or like you have it on your head. Oh, but it's so funny to me because you'll be like, this past weekend when we were traveling to Mexico, there were so many women that had their straw hat attached to them.
That's right.
I can imagine.
It's just so funny.
Right. Pack full straw hats, ladies.
I was going to say.
Yes.
Straw hats.
You beat me to it because there are so many amazing hats these days that you can pack that are specifically made for suitcases. Or, I mean, I had a little style tip that I've shared many, many times. If you just have a regular hat, you just roll up your swimsuit. I mean, you just stuff the hat.
Yeah.
Put it at the bottom of your suitcase.
Ooh, that's so smart.
Back around the hat.
And then you just build around it. And then your hat is in perfect
condition. Oh, that's a good idea.
When you arrive.
Such a good packing tip. Oh, my gosh.
It really is. Actually, I think I have a little YouTube video where I shared that.
Oh.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Just specifically for that. But as you said, they're packable hats now. We've come so far with our technology and how they can bounce back and everything. Sure. But I'll just go back to age appropriate dressing. So what is your thought about when someone does come over? Because Kelly, you're on the blog now.
I am.
And you do share outfits over there. So you've had to field some questions. Chelsea, not quite yet, but we're ramping you up. And actually I will just share. So we just are introducing an Instagram series, which is Styled at Any Age. Is that what we're calling
Style
it?
Styled at Every Age.
Styled at Every Age. Thank you. Thank you. So we have 30s, 40s, and then 60s. So it'll be fun to watch how we each style one item in our own style preferences. But anyway, just going back to age appropriate. So when you do get that question, like, oh, you're too old to wear that, what is one of your responses to that?
Gosh, well, you know, I've never gotten a comment on the blog. And this may not be true on Instagram because I don't read all the comments over there, but I've never gotten a comment about that I'm too old to wear something mm-hmm. over on the blog. But I do think that my personal style is preppy and a bit more conservative maybe than other 47-year-olds are going out there. I do follow some other ladies my age, and they may be a little bit more daring than I am when it comes to fashion.
Mm-hmm.
But I do have... I did have a lot of hangups with fashion because I was caught in a mindset of I can't wear wide leg pants because I'm short.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I can't wear maxi length dresses because I'm short.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's only been in the years that I've started on Style at a Certain Age where I've actually like kind of branched out and tried new things and mm-hmm. actually realized like, oh my gosh, I can wear a maxi dress and mm-hmm. feel really good wearing it and actually look good wearing it too because... probably mostly because mm-hmm. I feel good wearing it.
Mm-hmm.
I do get a lot of comments about women saying not, this has nothing to do with age. It mostly has to do with being petite
mm-hmm.
and them saying, you know, oh, I could never get away with wearing, it looks really cute on you, but I could never get away mm-hmm. with wearing that. And my response is always just try it and right? then tell me you don't feel amazing.
I agree.
And if you don't, you don't.
Right.
But just mm-hmm. try it.
Yes.
Just try it.
It doesn't hurt to try it on. And I had just recently when I was looking for Mother of the Groom dresses and I went into a boutique and I had a very skilled salesperson mm-hmm. that brought in this dress and that dress. And one of my friends was with me, Rebecca. And we were like, we would look at the dresses and kind of like look at each other like, and we had each picked out a dress. She'd picked a dress out for me and I picked out a dress for me too. Those were the two duds. I mean, it was a big eye opener for both of us. Wow. I mean, again, you know, for me, when you have a trusted person that knows what they're doing, absolutely every dress that she brought in was amazing.
Wow.
And it was because she got me out of my little style box. And Rebecca and I were laughing because we had lunch afterwards and we're like, can you believe the two dresses that we picked out were the worst?
Yeah.
The worst of the whole bunch. Yes.
Yeah.
But it was, as I said, it's really good to embrace just trying it because what's it going to hurt?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like it, you don't like it because there again, style is all about your personal preference and stepping out the door in confidence. So
honestly, you're never going to know that something mm-hmm. doesn't look good on you or that you don't like it until you try it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Really? Yeah. When we close ourselves off, if we just say, oh, I can't do this or I can't do that, then guess what? You can't do it.
Yeah.
But anyone? If you just open up your parameters a little bit,
100%.
You just never know. But I do get, I still get quite a bit, oh, you're too old to wear that.
You and do.
You definitely get that.
I get that actually.
On Instagram a little bit.
Quite a bit. More on Facebook.
Oh,
and even
really?
Yeah, and even on sense. Even on YouTube.
Well, can if not to interrupt you, mm-hmm. but if we can just say really quickly, like some of the things, and I don't, it's kind of mind-boggling actually, mm-hmm. but don't show your knees.
I know.
Don't show your elbows.
No.
Don't show your upper
elbows.
Yeah. Don't show your upper arms.
I know.
We're like, not Amish right now.
I know.
I mean, we're not.
I know.
There are some people that are, but
I think these are the things actually that people write in about, and it's kind of amazing. And it goes back to the, you know, are we in our bathing? And Beth, your response is always very clever to me, and it's very smart. And I hope it gets people to realize, like, oh my gosh, what century am I living in? Because you say, I'm sorry, but what do you wear to the beach?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
You know, are you in your early 20th century bathing costume that's long sleeves and has tights and shoes? Like,
that's right.
You know, there are things
because
can be
right. When I go swimming there again, it's, you know, dress for the occasion. When I go swimming, I wear a swimming suit and I am going to have many parts of my body exposed. Many parts are still obviously covered with the swimsuit. But I mean, I don't wear a bikini anymore. But I do wear a two-piece. I wear a high-waisted two-piece.
Well, I think, too, it's like fashion through the ages from, you know, back in the 50s up until now.
Gosh.
I mean, it changes for a reason. And mm-hmm. I mean, it's changing, you know, obviously for fashion purposes, but also for comfort levels. And I think as we've moved into different, you know, decades, we're realizing, okay, well, we're not going to do that because it's uncomfortable.
Yeah. Right. Lifestyle dictates.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yes. I mean.
Yeah.
And comfort has really come into focus, especially since COVID.
Yeah.
Because we were, I mean, everybody, and I used to get this question too, or not a question, but a statement. I have nowhere to go. So I'm not going to do this. And I'm not going to do that because I have nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
But my response even to that, and that has nothing to do with age appropriate. That's just to do with your mindset. The person that you get dressed up for every day is you.
Yeah.
And the reason is because you feel better.
Right.
Yeah.
You feel better when you actually take a shower and you are groomed and you put on a cute outfit. And, you know, I mean, if you're just schlepping around, this is what happened during COVID.
Yeah.
And I think we really saw our mental health kind of take a big hit too.
Right.
Is because
yeah.
I truly believe that wearing a cute outfit or an outfit that you feel confident in. And it just has so much to do with our psyche as well as just looking put together.
Well, I feel like I accomplish more during the day when I look put together than when I'm just kind of not looking great.
Hanging out in your PJs,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
which I could do. I mean, if I wanted to, because I work from home.
Like if I'm in my days. PJs, then I'm probably watching Netflix. Whereas if I put on a cute outfit, then maybe I'm actually getting some work done.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But yes. And I also tell, so back to the age appropriate, and I did open it up with, I really have seen a big shift in the 9 years since I've been blogging, because when I first came on the scene, gray hair, I mean, I'll just take my hair color. Cause I had gray hair. I've had gray hair since I was 17. That was when I had a hairdresser point it out to me. She was doing an updo for my prom and she's like, oh, by the way, you do know you have gray hair. And I'm like, no, I didn't. I'm like, what? I'm like crying. She's like, yeah, you have quite a bit of gray hair. And I'm
find out as you're getting ready for your senior prom.
Who wants to hear that 17 is that you have gray hair, you know? So I think I started, you know, crying. And I'm just like, you know, well, okay, well, what am I going to do? Nothing today.
Yeah.
But that was the first evidence of gray hair.
Mm-hmm.
And through the years, my stylist just highlighted it to enhance it, you know, rather than hide it.
Yeah.
And, but when I was 50 and we had come back to the States and I had an amazing stylist and she was like, Beth, we're really just putting in highlights that are pretty much what your natural hair color is doing.
Yeah.
So let's just let it go. And we did. Yeah. And I've never looked back. But then fast forward, so that was 50. And then when I started blogging at 56, nobody was gray.
Mm.
And also, and I do remember this too, everybody was hiding behind the over 40 blogger. So there are a lot of over 40 bloggers, but I'm like, but okay, how old are you really? Because I was 56. So I came out right away and I'm like, I'm 56.
Yeah.
Mm. And I have gray hair, but I used to get a lot of shit about my hair color and how old. I
think you can say shit on podcast.
Can I say that?
Yeah.
I think you can.
Can I? I don't think I can on YouTube. But anyway,
you can.
Can I? They swear. Oh, I can. Okay. Okay. Gosh. Well, I'm not gonna. Oh, okay. I'm not gonna drop the F bomb or anything like that. Okay. But anyway, people would come over and tell me that I look like shit and I look like so old. And I'm like,
it's so horrible.
Yes. Because that was our mindset that, you know, gray hair made us look old and we didn't want to look old. Yeah. That was also, you know, and it still kind of is out there, but there again, COVID kind of came along and, you know, so then nobody could go color their hair. And then everybody really realized, wow, this is very freeing. It's like, I don't have to spend the money or the time, you know, in the chair.
Well, gosh, during that time, or even before COVID, I feel like it became very trendy for very young girls to dye their hair gray.
Yes, I know.
To frost their hair.
Yeah, to turn it gray.
And that was the tide started to turn.
My Nana has a funny story because she used to teach home ec in high school and her hair was starting to turn.
Uh-huh.
Not gray, but she almost has like white hair. Mm-hmm. Like her hair is like just like a solid white.
Yeah.
And when it started to turn white, because it never really went through like the gray period. It
just went straight to white.
It went straight to white. And that was like, I guess this was back maybe in like the like late 70s and like early 80s.
Yeah.
And all of her high school students were like, Mrs. Lynn, did you get your hair frosted? Mm-hmm. And they were like, it looks so good. And like, they thought she spent all this money to go get her hair frosted. And it was just natural. She was like, no. She was like, it's just my hair.
This is what happens. Well, my mom dyed her hair always.
Yeah.
And she was a brunette and she always dyed her hair. And I'm very thankful that we live in an era where you have choices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you want to be red, you can be red. Mm-hmm. I mean, we even have, I don't know if the bright colors are so unpopular these days, but they used to be like purple. Remember everybody was like, they had to have purple hair or it was blue one day. It was a mermaid look. Have you had pink?
I did.
I had light pink when I was, maybe I was like 25. Uh-huh. I did like a light pink and then it kind of turned into like a strawberry blonde situation.
Yeah.
It was just a pink for a little bit, but I've always wanted to dye my hair like a red and I've just been too.
You should try it.
It's fun.
You should.
I had my hair hot pink for my senior prom.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had the same haircut that I have now because I've pretty much had this haircut almost forever, but hot pink.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Yeah.
I will say the light pink hair color was like very, there was like something, like you said, freeing about it where I was like, I have pink hair.
Yeah.
And like, it's like fun. I don't know. It was kind of cool.
Because you catch a glimpse of it from the side, you know, out of the corner of your eye. And you're just like, oh my gosh, is that me? And you're like, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's so much fun to reinvigorate your look, regardless of whether it's a hairstyle, color. Yes.
If I come back on our next episodes and have red hair, then you know why.
Well, I actually went red.
All the listeners will know why. They'll be like, oh my gosh, they'll see the evolution of
like Chelsea.
I know.
In real time.
I had a stylist when we lived in Oklahoma. So the boys were young. I was probably like 38. No, probably 36-ish. And they decided to dye me red and it was like, it was kind of fun. I really liked it. It was like an auburn, like a dark auburn.
I can't imagine you with auburn hair.
It's really beautiful.
So,
but the upkeep was just too much. Yeah. It was just like, I'm like, oh gosh.
The upkeep is, it was like,
no, I couldn't do it. So it was fun for a brief moment. And I did like the color.
And I used to dye my hair like all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's actually kind of, you guys have seen me at my most tame moments.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I've had, when I lived in New York, you guys, I'll have to show you a picture of this.
Yeah, I know.
When I lived in New York.
It's my interest now.
So my first year in New York, I had like basically almost black hair. And then on top of the black hair.
Well, I can't see that. That's very goth.
On top of the black hair, I had red highlights.
Oh, wow.
Like bright red highlights.
Uh-huh.
And then I decided that I wanted to be platinum blonde. Mm-hmm. And I went from black with red highlights to platinum blonde.
Wow.
I've done everything. I've had light pink. But I've never had red. I've never fully had red.
You should try. I think you would look good with red.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah. I'd be curious to see if Andrew would like it. But
he's very weird about hair.
He's very particular.
Yeah.
He just now told me like a week ago that he was like, are you growing your hair out? I was like, he doesn't really like my short hair.
Oh, really?
He doesn't like it?
I think it's, well, he likes it now that it's like grown out a little bit with like the curls. But when it was like a little bit shorter, because now it's been like a month.
That's so funny. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Mac always loved me in short hair. I mean, I've had short, I mean, like really, really short hair. A lot of people. So we can
You've always had short hair.
We can go talk about age appropriate
hairstyles
too, because that's also, that was a big thing because so many women will write in there say, oh, you know, why did you, you know, cut your hair short just because you're over 50? And I'm like, well, I actually did that when I was 17 and I've never looked back. My dad used to
tease me. You had short hair in your wedding photos.
Yeah. Right? I've had short hair since, I don't know what possessed me, but just one day I was 17. I'll never forget it. And I cut my own hair into like a short pixie.
Oh my God.
And my dad just howled with laughter and he used to call me Joan of Arc. From then on, it was like Joan of Arc. Hey, Joan, you know,
well, but it kind of,
but it suits me.
Like Princess Diana had that hairstyle.
It was funny when she burst on the scene, I actually had the same hairstyle as Princess Diana when she was just Lady Di.
Just like her.
I did. And the boys, I'll never forget. This is a cute story. So Andrew was probably about 4. And we were standing in the grocery store line. And of course, Diana was always on the covers. And he was like, Mom, why are you on the cover?
Oh my gosh, really?
So cute.
That is adorable.
Really, really cute.
That's so funny.
It was cute. But
there is a thing about women and
let's go and back to that. Let's
feeling like you can't have long hair after a certain age.
Right?
Yeah.
And you definitely can't have long gray hair, which is not true at all.
Right.
Yeah.
So I've seen so many beautiful women rocking long gray hair.
There's a model on the J.Crew website. I haven't seen her anywhere else but that website, but she is so gorgeous and she just has long gray hair. Mm-hmm. But do you think that this kind of mentality comes from like growing up with storybooks of like the witch who lives, you know, and with the long scraggly gray? Uh-huh. Is that where that comes from, do you think? Or like, or how do we as a society at this point in the 21st century with all the things that we have at our fingertips in terms of influence and whatever and personal preference, how do we still hold on to these ideas that like gray hair, long hair, crotchety old lady, old maid, whatever means bad? Like, how are we still holding on to these things? I wonder.
I know. It's very interesting. I do think, and as I said in the opener, we're pushing back the boundaries.
Yeah.
And I've seen a big shift in the 9 years that I've been blogging. But I do think that one of the old wives' tales was we basically turned to dust.
Yeah.
Once we turned, we became invisible. And I know there's still a lot of women at 40, 50, 60, they really do start to feel invisible. And I do think there's an old mindset that because we are invisible, we need to look invisible. So So cut your hair into an unattractive style.
Right.
Wear dowdy clothes. Wear prints that match the carpet in a hotel. Right. Rather than being fashion forward and embracing your age, being vibrant at your age.
Yeah.
And so rather than be invisible. And I think that's the shift that I've really seen. And I think that was when I first started blogging. So many women were concerned about, oh, I can't wear this and I can't wear that. And it's like, why can't you?
Well,
So whether you're petite, whether you're, you know, whether you're older, it's like, don't hold on to these outdated.
Right.
I think too, mindsets. So kind of tying in to dressing your age. Mm-hmm. And with the hair, you know, and like once you get past a certain age, it's like, oh, you have to cut your hair short.
Right. You don't have to do anything.
Well, I think you don't have to do anything. And also, I think it more so just becomes about styling it.
Yes.
Like how you style it. Because like you said, you've seen women that have gorgeous, long gray hair. Mm-hmm. My mom has longer hair than I do right now. Yeah. And my mom is... Well, she turns 59 this year. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's not much longer than mine, but I think she styles it well. Yeah. And I think she wears beautiful. It well.
Right.
And if she wants to cut it shorter, she's had it shorter before. I think it would look great too. And I've even seen, like, I have friends that are closer in age to me that have had really long hair. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, they're not even to the point of graying yet or, you know, back when they had the long hair. And to me, I'm like, oh my God, they would look so much better with shorter hair. But I don't even necessarily know if it's they would look better with shorter hair. It's they would look better with hair that was styled.
Exactly. And I think,
well, you know.
And I think that's a very valid point. We just need to be very fashion forward and style forward. So no matter whether that's our makeup, our hairstyle, fashion, we don't have to give anything up at any age.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And I look at Iris Apfel. That just passed away. What a rock star.
Yeah.
You know, that came out and definitely marched to her own tune. And she had big glasses and short hair and bold jewelry and, you know, bold prints, but it suited her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It suited her. And I imagine she felt as, you know, as confident as anything on any given day. And I think that that's maybe just something that we just need to remind everybody is that it's style is always personal.
Mm-hmm.
We should be thoughtful about dressing for our body style. I mean, not our body style, our body shape, you know, so whether it's an apple shape, you're curvy, you're petite, you know, all these things, there are many things that we can do to enhance our outfit.
Right.
But age has absolutely zero to do with it.
Yeah.
Absolutely zero to do with it.
Right. Yeah. It's more 100%. About fit.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
Yeah. So anything else we want to chat about with dressing age appropriate?
Not at this time, but you know what? I do feel like we'll revisit this topic mm-hmm, as we sure. evolve mm-hmm. and as styles and trends evolve and things change. Because exactly. I think the cyclical style of, or the cyclical fashion of fashion, mm-hmm. things always are coming back. And right now we're in this very weird, to me weird, but like mm-hmm. 90s,
right,
early 2000s moment. There are, I'll pick and choose my favorite things from it, but right. overall as a whole, that era was like not the best for fashion as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
But things change so quickly and so, you know, dramatically nowadays, and especially with all the social media and all the, mm-hmm. you know, the proliferance of fashion blogs that we have mm-hmm. to influence us, like
60 million.
Yeah. I mean, it's quite changing faster than it ever has before, I think. And I don't necessarily think that the fashion magazines, you know, get to decide anymore as much as they did before.
Their viewership about what is such on the decline. Yeah. I mean, they used to like hold court.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever they said, I mean, excuse me. That's my Prosecco. Hello. But they used to hold court, and I loved getting my latest edition. And, you know, I mean, as a teenager at 17, then I moved into yeah. Glamour and Marie Claire and Vogue. Loved all of that. And I loved to hear what the fashion editors had to say. But yeah. they used to really, as I said, hold court, and we had to adhere. We had to jump to their, whatever their beat that they were drumming to. And now we don't have to. And I do yeah. love that in today's society. Yeah, and it really is
democratized.
Style is about personal preference, feeling confident. And I will always say, dress for the occasion.
Sorry.
And
I've got the giggles over here. I'm sorry.
She's got the giggles.
The giggles because,
sorry,
because I burped or something else.
It was, yeah. Go on.
Maybe I made a face.
Well, just the two style rules that I adhere to: dress for the occasion and dress for the weather. And sure. if you keep those in mind, you're going
to
be
totally fine.
You're good to go. And I will also encourage everybody to stay abreast of trends. You don't necessarily, like you were saying, mm-hmm. Kelly, you don't necessarily need to incorporate them into your outfits if you're not liking those trends, but stay abreast of them. Know what's current, know what's going on. And I think yeah. I just like to maybe pick one or two trends to keep my wardrobe mm-hmm. looking current and fresh.
Yeah.
I think that's also very important. And also, yeah, stay on top of like makeup trends and hairstyles and yeah. just all those things, because yeah. we don't turn to dust at a certain age. For sure we don't. We don't have to, you know, fall into that trap that we have to dress age appropriate or that we have to give things up. I mean, if you don't feel comfortable in it anymore, then definitely mm-hmm. don't be doing it. But there's no, and I will point this out to also my readers when they write in, I just say clothes have sizes, not ages.
Not ages, yeah.
And that's
for sure.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, if you're short, mm-hmm. don't be afraid to try things that people have always told you don't work on short people.
Exactly. Exactly. I like yeah. that. Okay. All right, ladies. Well, I think we wrapped up another episode of Message for Mom. And stay tuned, because we drop an episode every Saturday.